This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum. I pray this finds you well and blessed wherever you are in this beautiful planet Earth. So as you can see, this is my festive season decorations. And if you've watched my previous videos, you'll see that there's no difference. So in today's video, I'm going to talk you through and share with you some of my experiences as a convert to Islam on changing Christmas for Ramadan and Eid, and how that feels and how that happened. And also to have some reflections as well, if you're Muslim, on the confusion that is entering the mainstream so much now about do we partake or don't we? Alhamdulillah, this is all from my point of view. And I pray to Allah that it is with truth and sincerity that we follow our deen without it being influenced and changed by other traditions, whilst also remaining polite and kind. This is my 14th holiday season as a Muslim. And this is the first one where I honestly can say that Christmas Day passed and I had to ask, what day of the year is it? All of the other years I've been aware. And that is especially true, of course, when you're in somewhere like London, or especially if you're in America or a Canadian Muslim, it's all around. And for me, I come from that tradition. I loved Christmas. Christmas with my grandparents was special. And they're built into my, hardwired into my memory bank, mashallah, as happy times of year. And then when I had kids, of course, the dad would dress up as Santa. My granddad would dress up as Santa. Loads of Christmas cultural practices, and we lived in France, and we had the special food, and the family came over, and lots of presents for the kids. But even when I was a Christian, I started to feel a little bit sick about the materialism that had crept in to what was at the end of the day, what is at the end of the day, a religious time of the year. Christmas celebrates the date when Christians believe that Jesus, peace be upon him, was born. And not just born, because we as Muslims acknowledge that and we're very happy that it happened. Alhamdulillah, he is one of our most blessed prophets. He's so important in the faith of Al-Islam. But what we don't believe as Muslims is that he was born the Son of God. And this again is one of the first and primary places of note, which made me, when I came to Islam, go, ooh, I'm not comfortable with that now. Islam is a monotheist religion. That means we have one God and we have prophets who advise and give the message from God to humanity. But what we don't have is three in one, two on a Saturday and one on a Sunday, all built into one, and Jesus alongside. We don't have any of that confusion, alhamdulillah. So that was something that I immediately began to feel uncomfortable with. But I didn't, as a convert, come to not having Christmas straight away. And I'd really like to ask you, if you're a born Muslim, if you're born into a Muslim family, not to be hard on new Muslims, okay? My first Christmas, I came to Islam in October. December's around the corner. Now I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be really hard on my kids. They've got non-Muslim family and non-Muslim father. What am I going to do? How am I going to just break them like this? And like, mommy, are we still going to have Christmas? It's really hard to navigate that. So the first year, may Allah forgive me, inshallah, we had a Christmas tree. But I didn't buy them gifts because I knew their other family would buy them gifts. And I took them to a couple of West End shows, like, what was it, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I think, was out there, and some ballet, because we come from an acting family and that was our tradition. So they had their traditions and mince pies and lots of smells and sounds of Christmas around. And then the next year, I took away the tree and we just had some of the foods. And the next year after that, it went and went and went. And until it was just their family, their non-Muslim family, who hosted them at Christmas time and the holiday season. And that was what they did. And it just kind of passed as an everyday thing for me. Well, that's not quite right, is it, Miss Booth? That's not quite right. Because what did I do about my family? What happened to me? What was my relationship like with my family over the holiday season? Well, I was soft on my kids. I'm very hard on myself and hard on my mum and my other members of the family. Because I said, haram, I'm not coming on Christmas Day. I might come on the 27th. I'm not even coming on Boxing Day because you're still going to be believing it's around Christmas. I'll come on the 27th. They're like, well, we're not doing anything on the 27th. Like, well, that's your problem, not mine. And I was really tough on myself, not kind to my family, and soft with my kids. And I think that is that's something that Allah knows I had to go through and make toba for, because I missed out 4 years with my mum, who died soon after, died recently, I should say. And I think I hurt them. And I don't think I gave them a good appreciation of what Islam is. So, again, be kind to the converts around you and hard on ourselves. Hard on ourselves in that we have our own traditions and values as Muslims. We don't need to bring other people's traditions into our houses any more than somebody, an expat living in Saudi. Would we say to them, well, you really should have Eid lights up? They'd be like, yeah, well, we got Christmas. Why do we have to do Eid? Are you forcing us to do Eid? You know, if the kids said to them, well, Eid looks really fun and they get money, they'd be like, yeah, well, we're not giving you money just on some random day. So why do we do it the other way? Perhaps because we don't, is it because we don't value our own traditions enough? Is it because we don't have confidence? You know, all of these things, they have to come with yaqeen and a love for Allah Ta'ala and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So all of these things, all of these changes have to come just because we love our tradition. Alhamdulillah, and we know it's enough. It's enough for our families. Ramadan is just around the corner. This year, what is it? 68, 69 days from this, from the Christian holiday season, couple of months away, and we have a whole month of, you know, impactful moments with Allah Ta'ala and remembrances to do, followed by a huge holiday, 2 to 5 days, depending which country you're in, mashallah, tabarakallah. We have enough. In fact, if you think about it, we have more. One of my favorite holiday seasons since coming to Islam was actually with a very learned sister from the north of England, and she's a convert as well. And she was like, well, you know what? I like to do a dinner on Christmas Day because that's our tradition and there's no harm in it. And so I went round to her house. I was lonely one Christmas. My kids were away and we had roast and all the trimmings and we cooked together and we even had crackers. I don't know. That's kind of taking from their tradition. May Allah forgive us. Okay, you can do haram police on me for that. But the basics of getting together and having a nice time when it's an extended holiday are really important. And that was my takeaway from someone who knows their deen, mashallah. And intention, the niyyah is really, really important. But what we don't need to do is copy. And we don't need a pretext to bring something that annoys Allah Ta'ala and confuses our children into our house. So that's the advice I gave to myself and some reflections. I hope they're useful. And if you're a Christian, just know this, that in the Holy Land, these are very, very different. I know there that the Christians and Muslims in, say, Syria, in Palestine, they've always wished each other well at these times of years. But there's a lot of love between these communities at their celebrations. But you know what? Those are ancient communities. We in the West don't have that excuse, yeah? We are Muslims who've come from a Muslim country to a non-Muslim country, and we have our own traditions. So we need to be around that whilst being polite and loving to other people. That said, we have a place in society, and the Muslims in London and in Wales, in different parts of the UK that I know, often give themselves to soup kitchens at Christmas, to feeding the poor. We have a role to play in us in these societies, and that's to beautify and to help. And when my kids were smaller, I used to make fruitcakes and deliver them to all of our neighbours at this time of year, not to celebrate with them, but to give them some love and kindness and to wish them well. The Holy Quran advises, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to you your religion and to me mine. That doesn't mean go your separate way and we don't speak. It means I wish you well on your path, but your path is not my path. And my path may not be your path. I wish you well. If you like these videos and find them useful, It's great if you subscribe. It's really important for us to be visible on these platforms, spreading love and hope and joy all year round.